Hello, first time, long time. I don't know. That's what I hear people say to people on the radio. What's your favorite podcast memory? Yeah. Hopefully you say it's Chris Spring.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy.
Okay, welcome to the Travel Diaries. The first part is Amsterdam. I was going to record on my own, but then I just felt like I'm telling a story and I want to tell a story to someone in person and to you guys, obviously. So Kelly is sitting on the couch watching me.
It's like you're just telling me a story.
Yes. Yeah. Because I just felt like I called you and I'm like, This doesn't feel right.
Yeah. No, I'm honored to be here. Thank you. Was that weird?
Yeah. No, it's not. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. So this is the first part of the Travel Diaries. I'm going to talk about different cities that I've been to and like different experiences. And I'm going to talk about the different experiences I've had in that city and funny stories or like things that were uncomfortable. I'm just going to open up to you and Kelly.
Thank you.
So this is the first part and it's Amsterdam. Back in 2019, I traveled to Amsterdam on my own. I suggest if you want to travel, try doing it solo. It was only about £100 from England because I was staying there for 2 months. So £100 is like, I'm guessing it's like $130 Canadian. That would be how much American?
It's cheaper, I think.
Cheaper? Yeah. So like, I would say like 90 American. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. Whenever I travel to a country, I check to see if I can travel to any others close by. You might as well if you fly that far. I usually have one country in mind, then I book it, and then I research about it more. Over the years, I have traveled with my school, my family. I went to the Dominican with my cousin. I've traveled with an ex-boyfriend in Jamaica. And other times with friends. Soon, I will travel with my friend Kelly.
We're going to
Lahaina
and
Edmonton.
Yes.
Which one are you more excited about?
Edmonton, of course.
Shout out to Spiro. When I booked Amsterdam flights, I then booked my hotel. It was right by the Vondel Park. Did you ever go there?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because you've been to Amsterdam
twice.
A couple times?
No.
Okay. I forgot the name of the hotel, but it was very nice. And I got it for cheap on Priceline. Usually when I'm booking a flight or a hotel, I go to Priceline or bookings.com or hotels.com. When I landed at the airport, it was late and I had to take a train to Amsterdam. I was a bit worried about finding my hotel at night.
What do you know about Uber?
I don't think there was Uber back then.
Oh, really?
2019.
I was there in 2019. There was Uber.
I meant 2009. Oh. Okay, I was in Amsterdam in 2009, not 2019. When I landed at the airport, it was late and I had to take a train to Amsterdam. I was a bit worried about finding my hotel at night on my own, but there were taxis right outside the entrance. Also, millions of bicycles parked outside. Someone gave me advice before to make sure you ask how much the fare is before you sit down and say yes. Nice tip, right?
Yeah.
I have a few more.
Wow.
If you have time.
Got all the time in the world.
I arrived at my hotel safely. If you were worried. The next day, I decided to check out some museums. I'm pretty sure I checked out at least 10 that trip. Maybe even 20. I went to the Anne Frank House. At the time, it was hard to believe I was in there. I remember being in her room and seeing the stairs that led to the attic. Right across the canal was the Tulip Museum, where you learn about them. Whenever you step outside, you have to watch out for people cycling. There are bicycles everywhere. Also, the trams. You have to watch out for those. Why are you laughing?
Sounds like you're reading a story.
I am.
It's my story.
Is it?
Yeah.
I took a tram to the zoo, Kelly.
Really?
In Amsterdam. Did you go to that one?
No, I never had any time to go to any museums, actually. I've only gone to one. What was my shirt? I forgot.
Banksy.
Yes, thank you.
So I went to the zoo. Oh, sorry. Hold on. So I took the tram, and instead of paying at the front, you have to pay near the middle where someone takes payment. I walked on, and I was like, looking at the driver, I'm like, where do I pay? And then I hear an announcement on the tram. It's like, excuse me, lady, you have to pay at the back. Did you go on the tram?
No, never. I took Ubers.
Did you ever almost get hit by a tram?
No. I look left and right.
I never did either. I was just in case you're there. Look left and right.
Yeah.
And do you remember passing by like a lot of clog stores?
Yeah.
There was a bunch.
I love them.
I bought like a little keychain with a clog.
Yeah.
It was so cute. I took a tram to the zoo and I asked for a ticket. I remember he announced, ticket for one. I thought it was pretty funny. So I laughed to myself since I was the only one there. Anyways, there was a gorilla apparently, but the signs were not in English, so I didn't see it. I remember seeing a raccoon and thought, what are you doing here, bud? Since we have raccoons everywhere back home. It was actually really cute, though, because he was, like, just laying back, having, like, it looked like he was enjoying his life. He was sunbathing.
Oh.
Yeah, he was having a good time. After that, I went to the market and a few stores around the area and took the tram back. The next day, I went to the, is it Madame Tussauds?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. I have no idea why I thought it was a good idea to go to a wax museum when wax figures creep me out. Do you remember the wax museum in Victoria?
I've actually never been to that one. I've only gone to the one in LA.
LA?
Yeah.
Is it Madame Tussauds?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one in Victoria I went to and I was like freaked out. So I don't know why I would want to go into a wax museum by myself. But I do remember being in London and seeing Madame Tussauds. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, like it's pretty famous, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's why I was like, I kind of want to check it out. So I walk in and there are two elevators. You could take a picture with Barack Obama, but I decided not to because I was like, if I had a friend with me, maybe. But so I went to the left one and for some reason, my whole group all went into the right elevator. And I was the only one in the elevator, the left elevator. They must have been one big family, maybe. I think this was the only other time I panicked a bit. That day was called Panic at the Wax Museum.
Wow. Yeah. You named the day?
Yeah, I named the day. The elevator started going down, but it also had movie projection and sound. It was going back in time. I already wanted to get out of there. It finally opened. And luckily, I calmed down because my group came out of the second one at the same time. We were back in the day. I think it was medieval times. Luckily, one person from the group was walking ahead because an actual man jumped out of his pose and made the guy scream. Yeah. You know, like, there's always one person to jump out at a wax museum. I was fine. I stayed my distance from the freaky wax figures until we got to the horror part. If you know me, you would know I'm not into anything like haunted houses or horror movies. The only thing I enjoy is making Halloween bath bombs. So I walked in slowly and made sure I was in between people. There were werewolves right at the beginning, and guess what?
What?
A real-life werewolf decided to come scare me. A real-live werewolf decided to come scare someone and sniff their head. Can you guess who they picked?
You?
Yes. Yes. This werewolf jumped out and sniffed my head, like dog sniffing peanut butter out of those Kong toys. Is it Kong toys or cone?
Cone.
I screamed and I turned and I forgot I had no one to turn to. These two guys that I was about to grab in terror just stared at me. So I decided to close my eyes so it goes away, but I guess the werewolf liked my scent because he wasn't leaving. So I quickly backed up and I went down the hallway because I remembered seeing a door for pregnant people to go through. It was a staircase, and there was a TV where you can watch your group get terrified. I went through another door. It led me to the wax figure of David Beckham and Johnny Depp. And suddenly, I felt happy to see them. I don't remember too much of where I went to eat, but I do remember stopping at a mini grocery store on the way back to the hotel. I wanted to try out the meat and cheese and some marzipan I saw, and I grabbed my groceries and hopped on the next tram. I must have been very relaxed because next thing I knew, I was at the end of the line, like where the trams go to sleep for the night. I noticed no one was on the tram, and the man announced, "This is the last stop." I was almost in tears and followed Mr. Tram Operator, since he was talking to another tram operator. They were super nice, and luckily the operator he was talking to was about to depart in the direction of my hotel.
That's nice.
Right? Okay, the next day. The next day I woke up wanting something quick to eat to go on with my day. But on the way to eat, I noticed the vodka museum was open. I was the only one in at 9 a.m., And to just let you guys know, this is all 100% true. I'm not like joking, even though I'm like reading it in like a story voice, but this actually happened. I got a full tour of the vodka museum. I saw many vodka bottles, some in the shape of machine gun. It was interesting. The tour guide and I went upstairs to the bar. Since at the end of the tour, you get a free shot of vodka. He then said, "Here's another shot on the house."
Uh-oh. Yeah. And she hasn't eaten yet?
Yeah. 9 a.m. Jet lag. And then I thought it was weird because he gave me a third shot. You're only supposed to get one. He was asking questions about me and he put his hand on my knee. I looked down and moved it right away. I was thinking, I need to get out of here. He's being a creep. 2 minutes later, a group came to check out the bar. So since he was the only tour guide, he went to the stairwell and spoke to them. So I thought, this is my time to leave, and I booked it down the stairs as he watched me pass him. I walked out and saw McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger. The next couple of days, I walked around and explored more. I went shopping too. There was a very cool department store near the dam square. There were different open squares, but the dam square was the main one from what I remember. There were many performers. I remember thinking, I only have a few days left. What is one of the things Amsterdam is famous for? Kelly?
Red light district.
Yeah. The coffee shops.
Oh.
What is one of the things Amsterdam is famous for? The coffee shops, where you smoke weed. I thought, I really want to check one out, but I would have no idea what to order or anything. So I decided to sit at the dam square on a bench and thought, okay, I need someone to come up to me and take me to one. Was it a prayer? Maybe. I just thought it would be a really cool experience when I am traveling. I am free and open to different experiences. So less than 2 minutes goes by and some guy sits down on the bench next to me. He started talking to me. I think I said, hi, how are you? And the next thing I said was, I want to go to a coffee shop. Do you want to go with me? He agreed and walked over with me to the Bulldog Cafe.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. Did you look? Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. I'll mention something after when you said you've been there. You walk in and it looks like a bar, right?
Yeah.
And then to the left at the door, there is a guy that looks like a bouncer.
Yeah.
But he gives you a menu so you can choose which type of weed you want to smoke.
Mine is different because of COVID.
Oh. Then you walk up to the bar and order supplies like a pipe and... I forget the other name. I'm sorry. Then you take a seat and it's like an actual cafe. We sat down and I looked up at the wall and it was very cool to see they had a picture of the Amsterdam Cafe that is in Vancouver. Did you mention?
No.
Yeah, it's on the left. After that, we walked through the red light district. I had my own free tour guide. I didn't make eye contact with the women because they would expect you to want to come in for their services. It was odd to see men come out and zip up their pants while walking out. Did you notice that?
I've actually never seen any guy walk out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember just a couple of guys coming out and like zipping up their fly walking as they're walking out. Yeah. And like most of the women had like neon bikinis when I went. Yeah. Is that what they wore?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like three different types. Well, this is what he told me. And then we walked down. There's like three different like streets.
Mm-hmm.
One's like really beautiful. And then it's more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
One's not. I'm sorry to say, but this is what he said. Some are not as beautiful, so it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, trans.
Oh.
Did you notice any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah? We then walked inside a building, and it was kind of like an indoor mall, but there was more, like, women. And my free tour guide asked if I wanted to see a banana show, and I politely declined the offer. I was open to the coffee shop, but not that free to be involved in any of things like banana shows. Did you go to a banana show?
No.
We had a fun night. He showed me a very narrow alley, which was cool. It was it's 100 centimeters wide. Did you see that?
I don't think so.
So it's a very narrow alley, 100 centimeters wide, and it's the busiest alley in Amsterdam, and it's right in the middle of the red light district. He was a nice chap and wanted to hang out more that night and check out. Okay, sorry. He was a nice chap and wanted to hang out more that night and check out his apartment. But since I was a lone traveler, I did not want to be anywhere where I can't yell for help.
Yeah.
In case anything happens. I may be free and wild, but I'm not dumb. So I told him I had to catch my flight in the morning, even though I didn't.
That's good.
I didn't have to catch my flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good one. And then that was that. I walked to my hotel and a friendly drunk couple wanted to make conversation with me. I let them know what I did that day, even though I was sober. And I remembered I had weed in my pocket and I thought, I did not want to put this on my carry-on back to England. So I handed them the weed and I said, Merry Christmas. And that was like my 5 days in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow. That's nice. 5 days is like not a long time.
Yeah, but it was enough for Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I felt like, yeah. Like I went to like, I'm pretty sure I went to like 20 museums.
Yeah. No, for me, because I've always gone for work,
mm-hmm.
so I never had time to actually
explore
it. So, next time.
I like the old buildings, and the people are very nice, and the food is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was my Amsterdam travel diary part one episode. Stay tuned for more. I've been to a few other cities and countries. I've been to Japan, South Korea, North Korea. I've been to England a couple times, Scotland, Ireland. Where else? Italy, France, Switzerland, all over America, Jamaica and Dominican. I think that's it. I can't think. And Canada, a few provinces. But I want to give a shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast. And it's funny to say that podcast. Thank you for that song intro, Travis. I want to give a shout out to Edgar Alviso. He has some really cool pictures. And apparently his wife takes the pictures. So shout out to Ellie Alviso. And shout out to Grumpzilla from Flashback with the Homies. Shout out to Ask the Fellas.
Not the Felons?
No.
Oh.
Victorious. And shout out to the guy that took me on a tour for free in Amsterdam. I don't remember your name, but if you hear this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Kelly, for listening.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.